Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome to Overnight America. All right. I was looking around the studio. I don't see a power outlet close to where I'm at. That's a bummer. I was going to bring in a hot heating pad, something to warm the back up after all of the shoveling of the snow this weekend. Oh, my goodness, was that something else. Went home on Friday after filling in for Mark Reardon with Carol Daniel and Amy Markscores. And part of filling in on Friday meant that I would be driving home while the storm was going on. Kind of bad luck, really. So if I was here doing the regular show Sunday night through Thursday night, then it wouldn't be a problem because I would have been home and inside drinking some hot cocoa, watching the snow come down. But instead, I was stressing out just like you were if you were on the road Friday night. And there were so many accidents and people stuck on ramps and people afraid to travel. Oh, it was just a complete mess. All the reports that were coming in, Roger Brand was thinking, this may be one of the worst days he's ever had to give traffic updates throughout the day. Well, I was very nervous on that Friday, but I may have had the easiest commute back home. I don't know how it happened. I normally take 64 back when I'm here at the radio station because it's a lot easier to get to the on-ramp from where our stations are located at Olive and Tucker. And, you know, I don't like driving through downtown if I got to try to go 70 or whatever. So we're kind of like right in the middle of downtown. It's a lot easier to get to that on-ramp on 64 right by the Nationwide Arena there. But it's not so easy to go by the 70 ramp that's over by the Dome. But after looking at all the different maps in the traffic backups and hearing Roger do his updates all through the afternoon, I knew immediately there's no way I can do that. I'm going to have to try to get through the snow downtown, and I'm so glad I did, and I'm so proud of everyone on Friday that was driving on 70 because it was a solid, constant stream of 25 to 30 miles an hour nonstop. No one was messing around, all right? There wasn't anyone hot-dogging out there trying to go 50, 60 in that stuff. It was just everyone was just taking the right amount of time. Everyone was driving 25, 30 miles an hour. There were a couple of semis that were stuck on these ramps that had the on, you know, if you had an incline trying to get off the interstate, sure. But on the interstate itself, it was great. So I got to say, I got lucky because I wasn't stuck in this mess. And some people saying they spent upwards of 6 hours stuck in traffic. Oh, my goodness. I know being stuck in traffic is still a better option than having an accident in this stuff because it would take forever to get a responder out there if they even show up after something like this. And if you're in a tough spot, good luck them even trying to get to you with all the other cars around you too. So, man, what a crazy, crazy Friday, which led to a weekend of shoveling. I went outside. I started to do the driveway. I had to take several stops because I am out of shape. This might have been the most exercise I've had in a long time. So I would shovel and take a two-minute break to get a couple, maybe a couple sips of water or something like that. Go shovel some more, take a two-minute break, shovel some more, get a two-minute break. And I did my neighbors across the street, too, because the neighbor across the street, you know, they're a little bit older. The last thing I wanted to do was look out the window, see him out there, feel guilty that someone his age is trying to shovel, and I know he probably would. He still mows his lawn and does all this stuff. And I didn't want to, watch out the window as he falls over. That'd been terrible. So I just did half of his driveway so in case of an emergency, he can get his car out of the driveway and, go do whatever he needed to do. Then I did his walk. And by that time, I was spent. And that would have been it. Except my wife's like, let's go sledding. It's perfect sledding weather with the amount of snow We didn't go to Art Hill. Oh, man, the photos and the videos from Art Hill, that looked like so much fun. If you went out there, it looked packed, but, man, it looked like it was a good time. We ended up going to another hill that's close to where we live at a park. And, yeah, there was probably about five or six other families out there. They were doing the same thing. My kid's four. And this is basically how the conversation went. I said, honey, I'm going to take him to the top of the hill and give him a little push down. My wife says, no, it's too much, too scary. What happens if he falls off? I said, no, he's going to hit the snow. He's going to be fine. He's not really going to hurt himself falling off. Just stand at the end of the hill so he doesn't go flying off in the parking lot or something like that, and you'll be fine. So after doing all this shoveling stuff, my back already about to give out. Then I'm carrying this sled with my 43-pound kid, dragging him up all the way to the top of the hill so I can push him. Because when you're 4 years old in that much snow, it's either take about 10 minutes to get to the top of this hill, or you pull him and you can get up there in, you know, 4 minutes or 3 minutes or whatever it is, and then just take that burden off of him. So that's what I decided to do. Oh, man, I'm going to have to bring a heating pad in here. We're just going to have to get a Camo X heating pad. I'm just getting old. All right, so I wanted to talk some about this snow. Do you got any good snow stories from the last couple of days? Did you go sledding? What'd you do? You just stay in? Did you get stuck? Were you stuck on 64 on Friday? Tell me about it. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. And I would like to hear that too. Or if you want to text in, you can also text in 314-436-7900. I see the producers already putting that in. Oh, I see how this goes. I know it's coming up. It's Overnight America, Camo X. Welcome back to Overnight America. So we're here for 4 hours tonight. It's the first Sunday of the week. It's really the first day of the week. Oh, boy. Do you have any home remedies when your whole body aches? Something non-alcoholic. I don't want anyone telling me, oh, just take a couple of shots of this and you'll be fine. What do you do when your whole body feels like it's stiffened up? Like I woke up on this morning, Sunday morning, and it felt like I basically went into a boxing match and all they did were body blows to the kidneys. Like the whole back, lower back was just completely stiff. Did you do a lot of shoveling or what was your experience? Were you out on the roads on Friday or Saturday? Did you have any emergencies or did you see anything crazy? Maybe you went out actually shoveling. What did you do? Were you nice enough to shovel the neighbor's yard? You know, this is the year I gave away my snowblower. I gave it to the father-in-law because I didn't think I needed it here in St. Louis after last year. I could have used it this weekend. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120 is the number. Kevin Kleen did a great whole nother story on this.
On many city streets, there are no driveways, so residents have to shovel out a parking spot on the street. Alderman Brandon Bosley says it's an issue.
When you shovel the snow in a spot to park in front of your house, and then you drive away, is that spot your spot?
You want to make it your spot. You would hope that somebody didn't take your spot that you cleaned out.
What could happen if somebody parks their car in a spot that somebody else shoveled?
They might get a knock on the door and ask you to move the car.
Alderwoman Annie Rice has seen it too.
I mean, I think courtesy would say if you clear a spot, then, you know, you've done the work on that. But I don't think that there's any way, there's no legal way to protect your spot.
Have you ever seen anyone usurp another person's cleared spot?
I've never witnessed that, no, but I've seen lots of creative attempts to try to block spots and things, and I think other cities...
To block them like orange cones?
Yeah, orange cones or folding chairs or things like that.
Alderwoman Sharon Tyus says she knows how it feels. You work for half an hour or more shoveling away the heavy, wet snow, and you look at that clean pavement, it's yours.
In my heart, if I shovel out a place, you might could park there for a little bit, but at the end of the day, you know you didn't shovel that. I know that's not a law, but I think neighbors kind of know what people do. And so I think you have to be thoughtful of your neighbor. Okay.
Could it come to fisticuffs or bloodshed?
I was in South St. Louis the last very big one. I lived on Clem, and it did come to fisticuffs.
For official guidance, we turn to Alderman Jeffrey Boyd. He is the chairman of the City Streets Committee.
Well, I don't think there are any true rules. I mean,
what are the unwritten rules?
Well, the unwritten rule, if I clear the snow in front of my house, allow me to park back. But you have to remember, these are public streets, and so no one is entitled to a parking spot in front of their house.
The best way to secure that spot in front of your house may be to just leave your car there with the snow on it until it all melts. With a whole nother story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Oh, then what happens? Does plows have to go around you? Oh, man, I would be very upset if my kid's older, he had to park on the street or whatever it is, and I spent all that time to clear a space off for him, and someone comes around, oh, great, a space, I'll park over here. Oh, I'd be so mad. I would be out there as fast as that car was even looking at that spot. As soon as that car even eyeballed it, I can tell the look in his eyes thinking about doing it. Oh, I'd be out there lightning fast. If you think that Carl Lewis was a fast sprinter, you should see me when something like that comes around. I would have been hurtling over the snow piles, getting over there. Oh, not so fast. I'd shovel in hand, yielding it. Go ahead, I dare you. Out of spite, if it takes a half hour to get all the snow out of that spot, you better believe I'd spend another half hour nonstop, smile on my face, piling more snow on that car that took that spot from me. You better believe I would do that. Looks at Arnie from O'Fallon. Ryan, you are far from old. What are you, like 37, 38? You are not getting old. The storm was bad, and we all got through it. Hundreds of crashes across the state from a storm like this. And we were right in the middle. When you looked at the maps from the meteorologists, it was almost like an avocado. And right in the middle pit where the worst part of the snow, there in the middle of that was St. Louis, Missouri. No, I'm not 37 or 38. I'm not. I'm a little bit younger than that. So actually, you're probably giving me a few years. Doesn't help my case, though, does it? Not really. But the whole time I was outside, and it wasn't that it was blistering cold. It wasn't that I was constantly getting hit in the face. I've been outside in worse conditions, shoveling when the wind is coming from the side and you have these snow piles and it's just like a dusting that is blowing off the top right into your glasses. You have to keep wiping the snow off your glasses. Yeah, I wear glasses. It's funny, anyone listening right here, I don't think I've ever mentioned that on air before, but yes, I wear glasses, so you were trying to envision what I look like. Now you know, guy with glasses. But the whole time I was out there, some neighbors had snow clearers or whatever, and they were able to get out there and use it, but they weren't doing any of their neighbors. You think if you had a nice one, you just go out and out of a courtesy, do the neighbors next to you, right? Just as a nice little courtesy, or at least do the elderly people that are on the block that you know of. Don't make them go out there. Last thing you want to do is find them laying over on a snow pile, man. That would be terrible. My worst nightmare, seeing that, looking out the window and seeing someone laying out there. Have to go out and find the emergency. It doesn't help, too, that a fire in a roof over at the Lambert Airport forced an evacuation of one of the terminals. A spokesperson tells KMOX Jeff Lee, the fire broke out 7:30 in a domed roof. It appears to be under roofing material between the structure and the copper roof, which is the top layer. Crazy thing is, I've seen other people posting these photos online where something very similar was happening at their residence. I don't know who the people were. It's just one of those random Facebook posts or Twitter posts or whatever it is, but it looked like the exact same thing was going on. I don't know if that's just something that happens this time of year when you're running the heat or the furnace more. I don't know. It doesn't make sense, really, what would cause something like that. No injuries. The cause under investigation. Passengers and airport employees were located to a parking garage. I'm sure that couldn't have been fun. But that was on top of already cancellations caused by the storm that dumped over 10 inches of snow in the region Friday and Saturday. After the evacuation was listed, TSA K-9 units helped expedite the screening process. Think about that. You're trucking your way all the way to the airport. You're trying not to be late. And one of the biggest lies they tell you, isn't one of the absolute biggest lies they tell you, you have to get to the airport 2 hours before your flight? No, you don't. No, you don't. They make it sound like, well, of course it's good to get early. But it's one of my parents' insecurities. Like, we have to get there 3 hours before, just in case. Well, yeah, then it takes you a half hour to get through everything. And then you're sitting for 2.5 hours forced to watch CNN because that's the only thing they have inside the terminals anymore. Or you're forced to pay for some food because out of boredom, you can only do so much on your phone until you're thinking to yourself, well, I got to save some juice. I don't want it running out before I get to my destination, watching movies or whatever on the thing. So think you rush out there and you're thinking, man, I got to get extra early. Some people getting stuck on 64 for 6 hours. I better leave. So you leave extra early. You get to the airport and there's delays anyway. Not much you can do at that point with the way the weather was coming down. I'll tell you that the sledding was awesome. I should have gone to Art Hill. The whole idea of that, so many people are out there enjoying that sort of thing. It's a great hill for it. Is it just one of those things you have to do at some point in your life if you live in St. Louis? Is that one of those bucket list St. Louis deals? You got to go sledding on Art Hill at least once if you have kids. And there's adults out there that have never went down a hill on a sled. They were doing that for the first time. I want to say I used to do it when I was younger, but not to this extent that you see here. I don't think I was ever around a million people doing it, which was kind of neat. What was your experiences with the snow? Did you eat any snow ice cream? This would have been probably pretty bad snow ice cream. This seems too thick for snow ice cream. I did a whole segment on this once where people will collect the snow. Now it's a thing. People will collect the snow from their backyard or whatever it is. They'll roll it up. They'll add some milk, add some sugar. And what they do, snow ice cream. They say it's a nice, cheap way to make these. No, yeah, people do it. I don't remember how many people used to call in, but they said they had that tradition. They used to do it all the time. And all I can imagine is them eating their snow ice cream and picking like leaves and little pieces of dirt out of their mouth as they tried to get around it. Oh, man. Evacuation from the airport. You know, but we only got a couple minutes here. And then coming up, I want to ask you about your bathroom. Yeah, we're going to do bathroom talk. But what I've been doing lately, and last week I played a lot of clips from some KMOX legends. I've been going through the archive. I got one clip, and all the people that would listen to Jim White every night, anyone that was a regular listener, there was one caller I found in one of his sample archives that made me wonder if this was typical Jim White. A caller called in talking about how she was poisoned by her neighbor after eating shrimp. I was listening to this phone call. First thing that came through my mind was, I wonder if he ever had staged callers, because some radio people would do that. I'm going to guess this wasn't a staged caller, but it made me wonder if it was. Yeah, I hate to break radio to you, but sometimes radio personalities will do this. It's a pretty lousy thing. Mostly you saw it in like the 90s or whatever. So let's say they wanted to try to find a very sensational caller. So they would set up, this person would set up as an actor, something very either bizarre or, you know, provocative or controversial. And the person would call in as the caller, but they were actually like a character, someone that was asked to do that sort of thing, or even in some cases paid to do that sort of thing. They would call in and do this thing, and it would be a great call, and it would be a memorable thing, and then other people would call in and react to that person. And when I listened to this whole Jim White bit, I thought, man, I wonder if he, this couldn't have been that. No way Jim White would do something like that. I guess there's a chance, but I'm guessing it's not. I guess it could have been one of his friends trying to pull something. But maybe I'll play some of that, too. This is an excellent Jim White caller. I had a couple of other Jim White samples on here, too. I even have a Jim White apology that I was able to pull some audio from. Maybe I'll play that sometime in the future. But you know, how about this coming up next? What's the standard for a bathroom anymore? And why do people love spending tens of thousands of dollars on bathrooms? I don't get it. I'm not talking about doing a general remodel. So if you have to redo the bathroom because it's, you know, purple and pink and it's from the 1970s and, you know, you bought the house and it's way outdated, nothing looks good in there, and you're thinking, I have to update this. I can't. It looks like a YMCA locker room. I'm not doing it. Then someone has to go in. You gut the thing. You spend all the time and the tile and the tubs and this and that. Next thing you know, you got 10, 15 grand sunk into this project or whatever it is. I'm not talking about things like this. What I'm asking is, why in the world does someone need a bathroom the size of a bedroom. Why in the world does someone need to spend $7,000 on a toilet? Why? We're going to talk about that next, because at the Consumer Electronics Show, there are some pretty fancy bathroom things that were unveiled, and I want to give my disapproval of them next. And Overnight America, KMOX. Oh, man. Back hurt just reaching over to the one microphone pot to turn it on. Ugh, the snow. Ah, getting old. Ugh, I can't wait until my son's old enough. I can force him to go out and do it. He can do that when he's five, right? Ugh. Bob calling in from St. Louis. Bob, what's going on?
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Ryan, when... Jim White was on the air. Mm-hmm. He would always advertise this little restaurant out in South County called Concord Grill.
Concord Grill.
Yeah, and they're famous for their hamburgers. It's still there. And they got a picture of him on a wall inside the grill.
Concord Grill?
Yeah. It's in
South County?
Yeah. Lindbergh and Tesson Ferry Road.
I'm going to open up and look at the map right now and see where it's at.
Yeah.
The Concord Grill.
Yeah, they got all kind of different hamburgers in there.
Okay, let's see. All right, that's not too far. I can make a trip somewhere out there.
And they got a great big picture of Jim White in there.
Have you been there?
Sure, I've been there lots of times.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, so they're known for their burgers?
Yeah.
You said the Jim White picture is right inside?
Yeah, it's inside the restaurant. It's an old type of restaurant, but a really good hamburger, really good service.
Oh, their website's terrible. They have to update this website. Okay, now it's better. Never mind.
Okay.
I thought just the first thing you open up, it asks for your email address, which is not user friendly. All right, let's see if I can find a picture of where the Jim White. When was the last time you were there?
I was there maybe a month ago.
Okay. Well, did he have a specialty? Did he have like a burger named after him or anything?
Oh, I don't know that. But they got hamburgers every which way you wanted in there, and some I never even heard of.
How long did you listen to Jim White for?
I'm 64 now. So, he always was the man who walked and talked at midnight.
Were you up late all the time?
Yeah, pretty much, because I worked midnights when I was working.
You know, I wish I would have known this. I'm sure this has been said on the show and I've just forgotten about it, but I wish I would have known this when I had time off around Christmas. I would have definitely made a trip down there to go check this out.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't mean I can't do it on the weekend or something. Maybe if the weather's cooperating, I can take a Saturday trip down there and go get a burger. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, there's you know where that restaurant is called Bischetti's?
No.
Okay. Well, it's like right behind Bischetti's.
The name. That's how my kid would try to pronounce spaghetti
exactly.
Or something.
They're known for sandwiches and pastas. And then Concord Grill is like almost right behind them.
Okay. Well, I'm looking it up. It's probably not that hard to get to. I'm going to have to check them out. Hey, thanks, Bob. Good to hear from you.
You're welcome, sir.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Well, got to check out the Concord Grill. Wonder if Jim White really used to eat there a lot, or if it was just a deal where he was doing some sort of endorsement for them. The Concord Grill. It does sound pretty good. The picture they got right off the bat is a picture of this burger, and it looks like a January Burger of the Month, the All-American Burger, 2 6-ounce patties, 2 slices of American cheese, mayonnaise, fried onions, served and seasoned with fries. Looks pretty good. I'll have to tell you that. All right. They're not a sponsor, but man, that does look pretty good. You know what? I was looking at some things from the Consumer Electronics Show. Why in the world would anyone spend $7,000 on a smart toilet? That's insane to me. If you recently purchased a house or maybe you're building a home, tell me why there is such a big appeal to have a giant bathroom. Can you give me some reasons why you like it? If you're one of those HGTVers and you like the trends and you see these trends of where they have these giant master bathrooms, and I don't get it. I don't get why you'd want to make the bathroom the size of a bedroom. But people love doing that. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. You know, connecting you. I like to say border to border now. Forget coast to coast. Border to border. Work from the bottom up on this one. And the way I look at some of these giant bathrooms, you know, the picture they use in this Kohler website where they're pitching this $7,000 smart toilet, it's the size probably of two of my bedrooms inside of my house. It's huge. It is unreasonably large. Any reason why you'd waste that much square footage on the bathroom is beyond me. In some of these areas where this would be trendy is where they're paying the most money for rent. So, oh, I got to get a, you know, 1,200 square foot rental unit on a sky rise that's in the middle of the city. You know, and I'll spend $7,000 a month on something like this in some of these large cities or whatever the demand is. I want to use as much of that space as I can on living space. Are you living in that bathroom where it's necessary to have that large of a space? So you have this tub. It's one of those freestanding tubs and, you know, fine, whatever. That's cool. But it also has one of these big glass showers. And this is just the picture that they're painting from Kohler. I also don't understand why people like open glass shower stalls. I know that you're probably in that bathroom alone. It's not like people are coming in and out of it. But don't you want a little bit of that privacy when you go into that shower, knowing if someone were to open the door, it's not you're behind the first thing that's greeting them there? I don't like that. I want to have that space to myself. I don't want to have to worry about the rest of the world being able to see me in case someone opens a door on accident. Forget about that. You know, I want that curtain to protect me. That extra layer of protection is necessary. But then again, why does anyone like that? Why does anyone want to be out there in the open, exposed? You know, that feeling. Some people enjoy it. They'll put it right in front of a window. Now, I do understand why you'd want a big space around the sink because, you know, you're going to put stuff up on the sink. My wife, she could use as much counter space as she can in the bathroom to put all the products and whatever. And, oh, here's the hair straightener and here's the, you know, here's this hairspray stuff, and here's this, and here's that, or whatever it is. Yeah, she needs her space. I get it. The curlers. Oh, there's where you plug in the curl. And then there's the toilet. Let me explain to you what this $7,000 toilet looks like. I don't think anyone could defend this. Who would want this in their house? Even if someone offered me this toilet for free, I would still say, I don't think so. No, I don't know. I think I'll pass. I mean, maybe I'm saying this out of turn because I haven't actually seen it and used one yet. I can't see me wanting a toilet like this. So let me tell you what it does. It's the Numi 2. It comes with all things that a toilet should have. Built-in surround sound speakers. Built-in surround sound. Just like my dad always said, when you put in a toilet, there's a couple of things you want to check for. Surround sound is one of them. Ambient mood lighting, a heated seat, warm water cleansing with a dryer, an automatic lid opening, closing, and flushing. Let's back this up. Dryer, so warm water cleansing, meaning there's a tank on there that heats the water up for you on this toilet. You all know what it's like when you turn the hot water spigot on in your house, right? For the most part, depending on how good your pipes are or how good your water tank is, you know, it might take a second or 2 seconds before that actually turns warm. So is there like an independent water tank that is heating water on this toilet? There has to be, if that's what they're going to guarantee. And then on top of that, there's a dryer, okay? In the top, there's got to be a motor. There's a motor on the toilet lid, and then it flushes by itself. There has to be a motor for that too, something to initiate that. So all great bathroom builds start with you hooking electric up to your toilet. You got to be kidding me for this. I've watched enough, what is that PBS show called? I've watched enough This Old House to realize you don't have to run electric to your toilet. It's a pretty simple thing. You got your wax ring, you place it on, you bolt it down, and it's a toilet. You know, once you get the pipes hooked up to it, it's a toilet. Oh, this is just insane to me. In the press release, Kohler said that the Numi 2 intelligent toilet will offer exceptional water efficiency. a personalized cleansing and dryer functions. How does it tell? Do you have to tell it who you are? Or is it going to be able to determine by weight? Like, there's going to be weight sensors on this thing? Oh, I guess it's Ryan sitting down. And oh, I guess it's so-and-so sitting down. Oh, here's a new booty pattern we haven't recognized yet. Looks like we'll have to ask them their preferences. We'll have to set up a booty profile when they sit down on this toilet. All of these things. Oh, personalized cleansing functions. Built-in speakers, so it plays ambient music for you, so you're in there as long as you can. Isn't the idea to get in and out of the bathroom? It's bad enough you're playing on your phone the whole time. Then you end up spending 20, 30 minutes on the toilet when you only need about 5. It's nice and relaxing. This is great. Now you're going to fall asleep on it. But if they say it's water efficient, how efficient is it if you have to hook up electricity and you're just wasting all that efficiency on, well, all the extra money you're paying in your electric bill because you got to have that water tank constantly heating up so when it does spray a little water down on the backside, it's nice and warm for you. This is ridiculous. Who asked for this? Am I just in a different type of economic status where I can never, ever conceive the idea of spending $7,000 on a toilet? Are there people out there making, you know, $500,000 a year and they say, yeah, I got to get one of these toilets? Oh, and on top of that, it doesn't even look like a toilet. You know what it looks like? You ever been inside of a public restroom at a rest stop where they got those metal toilets or something what you would imagine is inside of a jail cell? It kind of looks like that except with a lid. It looks like a jail cell toilet. It's so weird. I just don't get it. Maybe I need to make 500 grand a year and then I'll be able to be in that economic sphere where I don't think twice about purchases like this. All right. So can you justify a bathroom like this? 314-436-7900. I want to hear your calls on Overnight America, KMOX. I posted on social media, who in the right mind would buy a $7,000 toilet? They said Kanye. Well, there's one. So, Kohler, you can guarantee a sale to Kanye West. But even then, this looks like a prison toilet, the way they designed this thing. I've seen a lot of prison-style toilets when I go to rest stops. You ever been to, like, a Parks bathroom? And they have these stainless steel toilets in there. That's what it looks like. It just looks like a stainless steel toilet. It barely even is shaped like a toilet. It's more or less shaped like a hamper. Oh, someone went in the hamper again. No, actually, that's her $7,000 toilet. My grandma, if she was still alive and I told her the idea of a $7,000 toilet, I don't even know what she would do. She would scream and then she would slap me for even bringing it up in front of her. Can anyone justify this thing? Does this sound good to anyone? Or is anyone actually in home improvement and you've seen crazier things put into a house? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Nothing much. So you enjoyed the snow?
I didn't enjoy shoveling it. I'm still sore. In fact, I tried to get the program director to bring in a masseuse today, and he said no. Was not allowed to get a full body massage while I was doing the show. So it was fun for sledding, but oh man, I'm still beat up from it.
Yeah, the thing I talked to his screener about. Now this thing's electric. So what happens if the power goes out? Will people be able to use it still, or what will that be out?
Well, what's the point of having a $7,000 toilet if you can't use the surround sound speakers on it? I don't know. There's a button on the side, so I'm going to guess that could manually flush it, but there's none of the other benefits of it.
That was just something I was thinking about. I mean, what I can see a slightly larger bathroom for people who are disabled who might need help, but other than that, I don't see anything other than the need for one than just to get around and do your business and all that.
Yeah, handicap accessibility for wheelchairs or whatever it may be is a different story. Now, even that, Jeff, that's like these are built for this. This is built for the comfort, the luxury of it. Have you seen some of these photos? Have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's almost like just my house. I don't have a large house. It's like a 15 or 1600 square foot house with a finished basement or not halfway finished or whatever. So that kind of adds extra space to it. But Or maybe it's more 17 or 18. It doesn't matter. This is like two bedroom sizes in my house. Two bedrooms.
I wonder if some of these things are just for show at these things.
Oh, sure. But no, people actually build them. I watch HGTV, and they'll go and they'll look at some of these homes, or they'll build a new home, and they want these big bathrooms.
And then displays and computers on your refrigerator tell you what's in there and what's not.
Yeah, the smart fridges that will be able to keep track of the food that's inside. They have the Wi-Fi hooked up to them where you could get a live look inside your fridge. So let's say you're out somewhere and you don't remember if you have milk, you can log in and check real quick. Oh, here we go. This is even better. Wirelessly stream via Bluetooth anything you want on your toilet so you'd be able to listen to things. Or plug in an auxiliary cable. No one's plugging their phone into these things.
Yeah, that's just so crazy.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. Bye. Let me just point out, my wife and I drive older cars. Our two cars combined are worth less than $7,000. Let me get to Mike real quick. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Oh, about that toilet?
Yeah.
There ain't no way you can hardly defend that toilet.
Yeah.
But it's just ridiculous. Now, maybe if you did try to defend it, maybe some people just got everything, maybe for a conversation piece. People just like to have it, everything just to talk about. But maybe I can defend the bathtub a little bit. I'm like you. I like the privacy about that glass door. Maybe I can bend on that a little bit. Let's say somebody's in there. Maybe they like the part to see the mirror. They feel more safe in case they're going to fall, like see the reflection or something.
So you think some people want to see out into the... They can't just peek around the curtain. They want to be able to see at all times what's going on in that bathroom?
Probably they like the option to feel safe about it or something in case you fall.
What about this whole conversation piece? Do you ever bring people into your bathroom for a conversation?
No, but since you said $7,000 for the toilet, that's ridiculous. But I heard you talk about the snow today.
Yeah.
Man, it was ridiculous snow. If you don't mind getting off the subject a little bit, I got so tired of that snow out there, I actually sang the gospel song on Facebook. I said, Lord, please make the snow go away. I did it live on Facebook.
Yeah, wait until Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday. Once it starts getting above 40, we're going to see that snow finally getting out of here as long as we can keep the temperatures warmer.
I got a lot of likes for that thing, that snow will go away. But that tall, it's hard to defend. Yeah, and you said hook it up to Bluetooth or something. That's crazy.
Yeah. You know what Bluetooth is, Mike?
No, really, but I hate to be hooked up with a message here where they can see you.
What kind of phone do you have? Do you have a flip phone?
I have a smartphone.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes, I do. I do live videos on Facebook and YouTube, and I'm getting a lot of good views.
So you do that. The only reason I ask is because, my family members, they don't do smartphones. They do flip phones, like my in-laws. And same thing with my dad, flip phone, I believe.
I've had them before, but be honest, it's more fun to do things live and... Matter of fact, I'm not trying to go sit because we're supposed to be talking about the bathrooms. I actually sent you, I'm not very good at texting. I actually sent you a text about the song that I sang live on Facebook by Snow Go Away. What? I get a lot of good
views.
Was
that 314-436-7900? You texted to that?
Oh, no, I just probably did it wrong. I said, send this to Ryan Record Overnight America.
You told your phone, like you commanded it, voice commanded
it? Yeah, it does it the other place, and I get good likes on it. I'm a terrible singer.
Right. All right, good to hear from you, Mike. Thanks.
You too, bye.
Well, maybe Mike would be able to benefit from this smart toilet. You could just talk right into it. I don't think you can tell your phone, text this to Ryan Record Overnight America, and it would get to me. I mean, the phones are getting sophisticated. It's not at that point yet. Now, if you did want to text me something, the number is 314-436-7900. That's the call or text line. You can even get there, too. It says, connected technology is driving innovation in the smart home category, but connectivity isn't enough. We believe in leading with design and seamlessly incorporating the right technology so that our customers can personalize their bathroom experiences to be just right for them. David Kohler, president of Kohler Company. There was one bathroom that I was at. It was in, I think it was the Kohler Center. The Kohler Center it was north of Milwaukee, but south of Green Bay. It was awesome. It was one of the coolest bathrooms I was ever in. It was like almost everything was a mosaic. Everything was so colorful. You almost felt bad going in there because you thought, what I'm about to do is not... This is like walking into a Vincent Van Gogh painting. It was so cool. All right, coming up in the next hour, I'm going to put on my tinfoil hat. Maybe I'll play some Jim White for you, too. This is Overnight America. Game OX.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.